Have you ever wondered why some days you can completely crush it and other days you can't even like fathom getting out of bed? It's like one day you are focused and you can get everything on your agenda done, and then the next day you can't even take a shower or brush your teeth. You know, one day you are cleaning the house, mowing the lawn, getting all the work done, and then the next day you just don't know what direction, if you're doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And it's kind of like an up and down battle, right? It's a roller coaster that you just can't seem to win. My name is Willie Shaw. Today, guys, I'm going to talk to you guys about how you can overcome that to where every single day you don't have to worry about the downhill battle, because you know exactly what you're going to do and exactly how you're going to get it done. And there's no gray area. So let's jump right in, guys. One of the best things I've ever read was that us humans, we won't fight to achieve our goals, but we will fight to not breach our standards. And what I mean by that is the person that we are and the person that we want to become, they're typically two completely opposite forces, and they always are fighting each other, right? And it's hard. But some days you are that person. Some days you wake up and the person that you want to become, you're closer to that person than ever before. And then some days you wake up and you're just not, right? You're just not close to being that person. And honestly, you don't even know who you are. You know, that might not be everybody out there, but I know that's me some days, and more days than I actually care to admit. And so as we kind of work through these things, and as I've gotten a lot better at it than I used to be, one of the biggest things that's helped me has been being able to recognize my downs and knowing that when they come, how to nip them in the butt, right? So what I mean by that is being able to be focused without being distracted is something that goes a very long way. And knowing your distractions and what's going to distract you and take you away from your work, and completely telling them, nope, I'm gonna get back to what I need to do. There is a reference that I heard before, and it was saying, you know, inside yourself, because you know that the bad things that you don't want to do are coming, you have to basically pull a gun on that person and say, no, I'm not going to do this. So you know, essentially that person pulls a knife, the person that you are, but the person you want to become pulls a gun and says, this is what I'm going to do today. And that might be a kind of an extreme analogy for some of you guys, but it really helps me literally visualizing like myself pulling a gun on myself and saying, no, this is what you need to do, and staying focused. So how do you completely change and make those steps towards becoming the person that you want to become? There's two steps that have really helped and benefited me. And number one was setting my goals and writing them down. There's nothing more powerful than having my goal right in front of me every single day, and knowing exactly what steps I need to do to make those goals happen. And so, you know, having a goal is great, but when you write it down, it's even more powerful. But then after you write it down, actually having the action steps required and necessary to achieve that goal is even better, right? So having your goal written down is great, but then taking the steps towards achieving those goals becomes a plan, right? And then when you start taking action and doing those things every single day, you know, eventually it starts to pay off, right? And for me, I remember when I first started doing photography, I was like, I want to be a photographer. So I got a camera. And I was like, I want to take photos of people. So I started slowly, you know, asking people and approaching people and gaining that confidence. And now I have the confidence like you wouldn't believe, right? I can walk up to anybody and let them know that I'm a photographer, there's my card. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, these people are going to reach back out to me. So it doesn't always happen overnight. And for some of you guys, it is. Some of you guys just have that personality where you're like, I can do anything I set my mind to. And if that's you, that's awesome. But it definitely isn't me. It definitely wasn't me when I started, and I'm getting closer to that person. Now, once you're making the steps towards those goals, you also have to be able to do something very important. And this is kind of the thing that most people miss out on, right? A lot of people can set a goal and they start taking the action towards that goal, but they don't reflect. And what I mean by reflecting is not just like looking back and be like, wow, I've come a long way, but actually looking back every single day over what you've done and then thinking, how can I improve? How can I be better? This is a very big point, because for a long time I was writing my goals down, and then I would write actions down, and I would start doing them. I'm like, why isn't this working, right? And why isn't this isn't happening, and that isn't happening. And it's because I was missing the three steps, right? There's two of them that are important, but the third one is really taking that time to reflect and knowing that the work that you're doing is either working or it's not working, because honestly, not everything that we do is going to work. And for me, you know, one day I'll have a great idea and I'll be like, yeah, this is it. And then that night I reflect on it and be like, oh, it didn't work, but part of it worked, right? But then, so now I can use the portion that did work and tweak it tomorrow and, you know, just continue to improve upon it and improve upon it. And that's really it. It's not as complicated as we like to make it seem. These are just easy steps that you can put right now and into your life and start seeing the changes happen that you want to make happen and the goals that you want. You can start seeing the changes in your life and around you, and it's absolutely amazing. And one kind of bonus thing that's really helped me as an entrepreneur is cutting out negative things. And this might sound kind of obvious to some people, but I had to go through and really cut out the negative in all aspects of my life. And that's from, you know, Facebook or Instagram, you know, the people I was following and the things I was seeing, they started to take a toll on me, right? And so, you know, if that's you and you haven't gone through and cleaned out the negative in your life, I want to encourage you to do that, because it is so cleansing to not have that negative stuff just kind of circling around you 24/7. You know, if that's your mom that you have to unfollow, then go and unfollow her, because you need positive and you need to be in a mindset that was going to help you advance and get you to the next level. So, I hope this helps at least one person out there. If that is that, if you're that one person, let me know. Let's go ahead and get a conversation going on here. And, yeah, I will see you guys in the next one. Thanks for listening. And Dad Entrepreneurs, if you're a dad entrepreneur, I want to invite you to join our group of dad entrepreneurs. It's a Facebook group, and we are designed to help encourage you, to motivate you, but also to just help you be a better father. At the end of the day, we have two jobs. One, being a father, and two, being an entrepreneur. And number one is why we do number two. So that's all I got for you guys today. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Yes. Hey, thank you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate it. And if you're a dad entrepreneur, I want to invite you to the Dad Entrepreneur Facebook group. This group is special because it's all dads who have one passion, to be a dad and also be an entrepreneur. So maybe you're a real estate agent and you're looking for a way to get more leads, or maybe you're a entrepreneur who's kind of looking for a way to start a digital marketing business. This group is absolutely perfect for you because we have experts in all those areas who have been crushing it for years, and they're just waiting to share their knowledge with a dad entrepreneur just like yourself. So if you're looking for a place where like-minded dads are looking to crush it in this industry, become an entrepreneur, and do things on their own time, this group is for you. And the link is in my bio. Go ahead and join it. I'll see you guys there. Thanks for listening. Dad Entrepreneurs out.